Even if Backbone Food Farm didn't sit below Backbone Mountain, its name would still be very appropriate. That's because Max Dubanski farms the way he learned from the old folks, using pigs to plow and horses to work the land. Max and his family farm 50 acres in Pleasant Valley outside Oakland, Maryland, on the edge of the Allegheny Mountains. I joined Max for a walk around Backbone Food Farm in early spring. The sun was just breaking through the clouds onto a scene of serene, rolling green hills.
Being high elevation where we are here, we like to grow a lot of cool weather crops. So, you know, lots of lettuces and greens, carrots.
The farm also produces several kinds of edible and medicinal mushrooms, along with berries and fruit. So about 25 different crops in all. Max got his love of growing vegetables from his father. His parents moved out to Garrett County from Baltimore in the 1970s so they could grow a large garden. But Max says it wasn't until he left high school that he became interested in farming as a profession. He started caretaking a farm in the area and began learning the trade, mostly through trial and error.
But the biggest asset for me was the old people. The last of the true old-timers were still around, and I learned an infinite amount from just hanging out with those guys about farming in general and working horses and, you know, just making it on a farm without much.
In following those old traditions, animals have become an integral part of the farm.
By having animals, that's definitely helps, you know, keep everything in balance. I feel like, you know, a farm isn't really a farm until you have animals. You know, it's personal. Personally, I feel that way, but.
That's Max's wife, Catherine. She met Max while they were both working on a small farm outside Flintstone in Maryland. They've been married for 18 years and have 4 children. They began caretaking Backbone Food Farm 16 years ago and bought it outright in 2013. Max says many of the farm's fields were overworked and depleted of nutrients when they took it over.
Hey, pig. Hey, pig. Hey, pig. Hey, pig. And the pigs have just been amazing as far as using their natural inclination to root. We've been able to, like, plow large amounts of ground with them.
The pigs are a heritage breed, aptly called large black hogs. They have black skin and hair and are adapted to living outside.
With the heritage breed, too, they're registered, so there's only, like, 800 of these pigs in the entire country. So we're kind of trying to get the stock back up.
When the weather warms up, the pigs are moved from the barn into the fields.
Pig manure is really powerful stuff. And just aerating the soil up there where they are, we've noticed dramatic improvements in our pastures, like with the grass and clover growth.
Backbone stands out in the surrounding community of small growers because draft horses are used to do most of the work on the farm instead of tractors.
Once the land is plowed, then it's all horse work. We do all the cultivating, all the bed forming, everything with horses.
Tractors are used when time is short, but Max says he feels using a tractor disconnects him from the process of working the land.
You can't hear the birds singing, you can't, you know, you're in a cab, the wind, you can't feel the wind or whatever. Where horses, it slows the work down.
He says working with horses also brings a spirit of cooperation.
It's me and the horses we're all the team that are working together, and I have to pay attention constantly to how they are and how they're feeling, and they're constantly paying attention to me. So it adds this whole another layer and dynamic to the work that I just really enjoy. Makes me feel more involved with everything I'm doing.
We're standing on the edge of what looks like a field of short grass. The land in front of us is broken up into similar patches that extend into the distance. Max says he only grows vegetables every other year on each patch. What looks like grass is actually a cover crop that's used to return nutrients to the soil in the years between vegetable harvests.
This is rye and crimson clover, hairy vetch. There's legumes in here too, which fix nitrogen from the air. So we're collecting free nitrogen.
Max rips a handful of leafy rye from the field we're standing on, exposing the roots and soil beneath.
You can see that little white ball right there.
He points out a white sphere about twice the size of a pinhead attached to the root.
That's actually a nitrogen nodule that the leaves have taken the nitrogen out of the air and affixed it to the root. And then when you plow that in, it rots in and makes it available to other plants.
Max says one advantage he has is lots of land. By using crop rotation and animals to work his fields, he can essentially grow his own fertilizer. So just about everything the farm needs to grow crops is generated on the land. Most of the waste that the animals produce is turned into fertilizer. That fertilizer is used to grow crops. Catherine says using that closed-loop system helps cut down on the amount of pollutants the farm generates.
We like to see the whole, you know, cycle of fertility right here so that we don't have to import fertilizers and we don't have to, you know, there's not a whole lot of extra waste that comes out that we have to find a place for it to go.
On top of growing food for markets and restaurants in the area, Backbone also serves as a place to learn about small-scale sustainable farming. Max and Catherine bring in 2 or 3 apprentices a year who stay on the farm for 6 months. Max says apprentices can range in age from 18 to 40.
It's mostly younger people that are interested in farming and want to get an idea of what it actually takes to run a family farm.
Well, I wanted to do some farming. I wanted to learn more about it, more about sustainable farming, and hopefully farm in the future and make a living out of it.
Andy Hinnenkamp grew up in Kansas and went to college in Nebraska. The 23-year-old says she hopes to take what she learns during her time as an intern on the farm back to Kansas.
I think that would be really cool, something that could sustain a life but also make a living.
Passing on knowledge is important at Backbone. Sitting around the kitchen table in his farmhouse, Max says he feels fortunate to have learned from the last of the old folks in the area who use traditional methods.
And so I feel like almost that I'm this bridge, you know, that like I'm really lucky that I caught the tail end of that, and I'm this bridge that can take it out to these people in their 20s.
Some of Backbone's apprentices have gone on to start farms of their own nearby. The owners of Round Right Farm in Preston County and Savage River Farm near Frostburg in Maryland got their start under Max and Catherine's tutelage. For Inside Appalachia, I'm Jesse Wright.